Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about how to design for outcomes and identity. So I've been doing UX design now for quite some time. And when I first started, and even now when I go to work with some really big clients, you'd think that everybody is outcome driven. By that I mean goal driven from a user perspective. So I'm just going to tell you the difference between output, outcome and identity, just to make things a little bit clearer. So if when we're designing, we design for outputs, essentially we're thinking about it from a functional perspective. So we're asking the question, what is it that we should build? So if you go and hire a web designer, you'll probably have an output driven conversation. It's going to be very functional, based on aesthetics, and pretty much that is the basis of an output driven situation. However, to get your users to feel fully satisfied with your products, to increase engagement, user satisfaction, revenue, referrals, what you really need to be doing is thinking about an outcome or an identity-driven user experience. So outcome-driven is where we start to think about what are the user's actual goals, not what is it that they're wanting from a functional perspective, but let's think from an emotional perspective. What is it that they want? Is it that they want to lose weight? Maybe we are going to help people, we're creating an app for fitness people. So rather than thinking about, we're going to have a timetable on there, we're going to have the option to direct message a PT, that's very sort of output driven. If we're outcome driven, we're focused on what that user's goal is. And we'd maybe do some interviews to understand it a little bit better. We might create a hypothesis and then go out and validate it. And when we actually do this, we're then looking at things like, okay, I want to lose weight. I want to feel more confident. And we're starting to look at what their actual goals are. And behind those goals are a lot of desires, a lot of unmet needs. So you can start to see how the experience we're going to design goes a little bit deeper and we personalize it a little bit more to our end user. If we then start to think of an identity-driven UX, and this is the area that I love to delve into a little bit deeper, is we start to think about, okay, not what goals do they have, what mindset do they need? Who do they need to become to achieve those goals? What traits do they need? So rather than just adopting a new habit, so if, for example, I want to lose weight, I've got to adopt the habit of drinking more water, eating less, exercising more. So you're instilling some new habits into you. Rather than just doing that, if you start to think of it as like an identity, who does that user need to become to achieve those goals? So we might start to think about, okay, from a user perspective, they need to actually be more health conscious and health focused. So we're allowing users to adopt a specific now identity, and it's our job within the user experience and also from a brand perspective. This is where businesses can really get on board, sort of end to end, is we need to be thinking about how we can help them to adopt that identity. We don't just want them to adopt the habit, because we know how habits can easily change. I mean, have you ever gone to the gym like consistently for 3-4 weeks and then all of a sudden, or even months, and then gone and you've had a week off because you went on holiday or something and then it stopped? So it's trying to help them become more health focused individual, and maybe they make these small changes and it becomes more of a way of life and it becomes part of their identity, and behaviors are driven by their identity and their self-perception. So that is when we have the opportunity to create more powerful user experiences. And that's where it gets really exciting. So whenever I'm working on a project, one of the first things that I need to understand is, who are those users? I don't tend to look at demographics and things like that. Sometimes they can play a part. More often than not, I look at what are the goals and who is it that they want to become. And so we're then creating task-based personas, which are based on behaviours and motivators instead of demographics. And even sometimes psychographics don't really play a part in it. Because does it really matter if a 30-year-old who is overweight and likes playing chess and then we've got a 60-year-old who also has exactly the same goal, but they're interested in watching things like Strictly Come Dancing, and they've got lots of brothers and sisters, and then you've got a male who's 20, who's very gym orientated, doesn't need to lose weight, but wants to get fitter. You know, all these things don't massively make much of a difference if they've all are trying to achieve the same goal, because it's when we're outcome focused, we're trying to head everybody in exactly the same direction. Now, identity-based user experiences can be a lot more powerful, but it also can be a lot more tricky. And the reason being is a lot of things that hold people back are limiting beliefs. So, for example, if I was to say to you right now, you don't try to lose weight, try to become more health conscious, it's actually easier to adopt a new habit or to try to adopt a new habit than it would be to change your identity. However, the caveat here is if you do change your identity, and to change your identity, you're looking at those limiting beliefs, you're looking at what the underlying deep-rooted causes that are making you think not in a health-conscious way, for example, we're going to try and pull them out. And we're going to try and shift perception. That is a lot harder to do, but it is more powerful. And I'm on a mission to help people create identity-driven user experiences for that exact reason. We're going to get better results. We're going to get buy-in from our users a lot more quickly. And we'll also get everybody from a business perspective on board. So it also becomes a lot more exciting too. So hope you enjoyed today's podcast, learning a little bit about output, outcome, and identity-driven UX.